This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, the Ebola outbreak is now up to 43 cases suspected and 4 deaths. We're going to let you know what's going on in the latest. And Zika has made its way to India. And as certain areas of the world are getting some pretty interesting rainfall, we are concerned that we're going to have a bigger Zika outbreak than we did last year. We're going to talk to you about what's going on there. Many of us, as we get older, we have arthritic knee pain, right? Every time I get up off the toilet seat, I hear the clickety-click, click, click, right? And it's at the point now where I don't even want to sit when I go potty. I think I would rather just stand. See, guys are smart. Okay? You know, they could sit and go to the bathroom. Ladies, you know that? Guys can very easily sit and pee. You know, yeah, they have to do a little bit of choreography, maybe. You know, maybe they have to, you know, put plumbing in certain areas. But guys could sit, right? Many of them are even comfortable doing that. They could sit there. They could play their game. They could read their book. They could do some things and sit. You know, because, you know, peeing takes longer a lot of times for men than women. Everybody thinks, well, you know, men, they get to pee and run. Not entirely. Sometimes the prostate slows things down. So technically, a man could take anywhere from 30 to 45 seconds to urinate. Okay? If he, you know, so wants to. But they stand. And I think the reason why they stand is so that they don't have to deal with the embarrassment of how to get up from a toilet seat. Okay? I don't think I've talked about this as much as I should. And I know some of you are like, no, Dahlia, please don't talk about this. I can talk about whatever I want. I think sitting on the toilet is really bad for you. And I'm a woman. And trust me, you know, when that fiber kicks in, okay, and I got to sit in the toilet for about an hour, trust me, I don't want to stand. But if you did stand, you would probably poop a lot easier. And if you did stand, you would probably urinate a lot easier. You know, if you stood and squatted, you'd give birth easier. I don't understand why in the latest, I don't know how many centuries, we decided to come up with a commode where you sit down and you relax. Maybe it's because nobody wants to get anything on their shoes. Well, then just kind of, you know, waddle in there. And I also, maybe people missed, you know, the holes. But there's a lot of countries where there's a hole. And you stand over the hole and you go potty. You know, but this idea to sit. And then, you know, remember when I told you guys I threw my back out? And it was one of the worst. It wasn't even my back. It was my SI joint within my pelvic girdle. And you know what I did to throw it out, to throw that pelvic girdle out? No, I wasn't having sex. I've been married for 20 years, trust me. Okay? Even if I did have sex, the last thing that would happen would be anything mechanically to my spine, honestly. Because, you know, all I pretty much do is sit there and sleep. But anyway, when I got up from the toilet seat is when I completely threw out my hip, pelvic girdle, and back. Just from getting up from the toilet seat. It got to the point where I didn't want to sit on the toilet anymore. I was scared to death. So I'm like, honey, you have to stand there. He's like, why do I have to stand there? I go, because I will not be able to get up from the toilet seat. And he's like, this is ridiculous. So, you know, I would say stand. But anyway, going back to this, they say older adults might be able to stave off arthritis knee pain with fiber. So this is according to Fox News. A lot of us eat fiber. We use it for heart health. We use it for colon health. We use it to help, you know, our bowels, but it can actually help arthritis, so that's pretty cool. We have a teenager who took her dying grandmother to school for prom. He took his 92-year-old terminally ill grandmother to prom. This kid, gets Grandson of the Year award. I think that's brilliant. Now, there's a chance that Grandma didn't want to go. She's probably like, are you kidding me? There's going to be no bathrooms around. Okay, the punches are going to be spiked. And I'm going to have to listen to music I can't stand. So there's a chance she didn't want to go, but I still think that is really gutsy for a teenager to do that. So and let's talk about, if you don't have a prom date, and I think prom season has ended. I think everybody's had their prom, right? Everybody should have already had their prom by now because school's out. But what should you do if you don't get a prom date? How to make your prom night memorable. We're going to talk about that. Next, the obesity epidemic has risen, right? And the obesity epidemic has gone pretty much exploded. And it happened at the same time we cut back on smoking. So I like to blame the lack of smoking for our obesity epidemic. We've always had junk food. We've always had Coca-Cola. We've always had malts. We've always had ice cream. We've always had sugar. We might not have had high fructose corn syrup. So that also gets, you know, part to blame. We also didn't have fast food franchises all over the place. But if you look at the charts and go to my website at drdahlia.com, you could see how the obesity epidemic rose as the smoking rates dropped. And so some people are using e-cigs, not because they need their nicotine fix, but because they want to lose weight. So we're going to talk about how using e-cigs probably isn't the smartest move, okay? And what we can do to lose weight, there is a wonder drug that we're going to talk about. Very, very cool stuff. I know, I'm not done. I still got more. Look at this thing. I still got more. Next. All right. Earlobe creases. Remember we talked about the earlobe crease and how a medical student taught me about 15 years ago that if you have that little diagonal crease in your earlobe, I'm looking for mine, but I don't have it yet, could mean that you have underlying heart risk, heart disease risk. Well, they're also saying that, well, duh, if you're at higher risk for heart disease, you could also be at higher risk for a stroke. And Israeli researchers have found a correlation between the earlobe crease and stroke risk. Okay? And then we have one of our favorites, Dr. Karen Deuce, associate professor at Touro University, Nevada, talking to us about some of the latest with the nasty bugs going on out there, especially in our gym. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on that. Okay, guys, fix your radios. Something's wrong with your radio. Your radio should not be making the boo sound, okay? That's your radio. All right, we have a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-8. It was your radio. It wasn't me. I did not say boo. I don't say duh. That's not me. It's your radios. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Wrong is my singing coach quit. She was like, you know, I just can't work with you, Dahlia. And I'm like, but I sing good. Me, 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 me. She's like, I'm out of here. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you guys all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Manny, who not only works the dials, but he also listens to my singing, and he likes my singing. He likes you. All right. Gym equipment. Okay? We've been talking about how gym equipment is pretty nasty, gnarly. They say our gym equipment is dirtier than our toilets. It is dirtier than our cell phones. Right? It's dirtier than, you know, the refrigerator, that back corner that you never reach to clean because it's too cold to reach your arm in there? It's dirtier than that. So here to help us make heads or tails of that is, back by popular demand, and you guys are demanding that she comes on because apparently she's smarter than I am, Dr. Karin Deuce, Associate Professor of Microbiology and Immunology at Toro University, Nevada. Hi, Dr. Deuce. How you doing?
Hey, Dr. Dahlia. I'm good. I'm actually in Minnesota, and it is cold and rainy.
I know, and you want to know what? You could have been at, you know, GCN Network is based in Minnesota. And so you could be there with Manny right now. You know? Oh, man. Yeah. Well, thank you again for taking the time out to help us through this. Okay, so I guess there was a website called FitRated that looks at fitness products, etc., and they found that there were 39 mm-hmm. times more bacteria on an exercise bike than on a reusable plastic lunch tray, and 74 times more bacteria on a treadmill than a water faucet. But this was the biggie, which has everybody throwing up, is there were 362 times more bacteria on free weights than on a toilet seat. So, I'm not shocked. In fact, I think these bugs help us. But what do you think about all this? Because this is your specialty.
Yeah, so, I think the key is wash your hands and then wash things. Most important, wash the handles that you're carrying on any gym equipment. And I would say keep them.
Dr. Deuce, we're having an issue with your... Dr. Deuce, are you on a cell phone? We're having an issue with your, you're not coming in.
Oh, dang. I don't know what to do about that, actually.
Do you have a landline?
I think. Let me check and see if I can. I'm at my
okay.
right now.
No problem. I'll keep everybody entertained. I'll sing for them. If you don't mind, try to call back on a landline. For some reason, they're cutting out every other word, and your words are a lot more interesting than mine.
Okay. I'll give it a try.
Okay, all right. So what were we going to sing? Okay, me. Now, let me just walk you guys through this article. This is very interesting because some of you guys don't want to hear me singing. Okay, so, for example, the exercise bike. For those of you guys that don't work out and don't go to a gym, all right, the exercise bike is that thing that you sit on. It's, by the way, the most uncomfortable seat in the world. I don't understand why exercise bikes, it feels like you're being stabbed into both glutes. And then you lean forward. I hate exercise bikes. They're the most uncomfortable thing where you're leaning forward, etc. That exercise bike had 33 times more bacteria than a plastic reusable cafeteria tray. Now, for those of you that are sitting there going, wait a second, more than a plastic reusable cafeteria tray, how dirty are reusable cafeteria trays? They say a lunch tray at a cafeteria is 33,800 colony forming units just on the plastic tray there, whereas of course the exercise bike is 1,000,003. Did you guys know that your plastic lunch tray that kids are eating off of? Yeah, probably because they don't. It's that sloppy Joe. That's why the sloppy Joe slops over the tray and comes back. Dr. Deuce, you're back with us, right?
I am.
Oh, you sound.
Is that better?
You sound beautiful. Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. So talk to us about what's going on with the gym.
So I think it's a matter of, you know, contact, right? Your gym weights and your gym equipment are used by a lot of different people, and mm-hmm. people have different, you know, personal standards or standards of personal hygiene, you know, how often they wash their hands, stuff like that. And so what the gym stuff comes in contact with is a lot of skin, right? A lot of hands, especially the hand weights, right? And
right.
there's amazing amounts of nasty microbes on your hands. Right.
Yeah.
Most gym equipment in general comes in contact with a lot of skin. Right. We don't wear full sweats anymore because you know it's too hot. So
do you think also, Dr. Deuce,
a lot of skin contact?
And Dr. Deuce, do you think there's also something that has to do with sweat? Because they've studied ATM machines, they've studied mouse and keyboards, but the gym seems to. Do you think it's also a moister atmosphere? I mean, is there? I don't know. I'm trying to think why else. Yeah.
I think so because they tend to be humid. You tend to be sweating, right? And as your sweat comes out of your pores, well, there's microbes that live around there, and so they come off. And
yeah.
So what you have to be careful of are those that cause disease, right? So the staph and the strep and the other things that we can carry with us on our skin. And so the key is wash your hands and don't touch your nose or your mouth or your, you know, eyes while or during or after before you wash your hands. You're in the gym.
Now, here's a question for you. When you're in the gym, Dr. Yes. Deuce, and we're speaking to Dr. Deuce, Associate Professor of Microbiology and Immunology at Toro University of Nevada, there's dry towels that you could grab. And so I always wondered if those dry towels were dirty. But when you're going to wipe off a machine, should the towel be dry or should it be wet with water? What would be a better You see what I mean? Because, you know, when people think of wipe off their equipment, they take a dry towel. I don't even think that soaks anything up.
Yeah. I think it's a better, you know, maybe we should all be carrying those little, like, you know, wet wipes with a little bit of soap on them.
Yes.
You know? along with us or something. But I think, you know, yeah, you're going to get something on your hands when you're in the gym. I think it's just better to accept that. You know, it's kind of like handling money. You know, money is absolutely filthy.
Oh, yes.
You know, how many of us pay for our lunch or our dinner, right, with cash at the, you know, the takeout window and then go ahead and touch our food with our fingers?
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, that's
the same kind of thing.
Yeah, and and here's the other thing too that you made me think of. Okay, so money, it's not made of paper, it's made of a linen. The gym equipment has that soft rubber thing on it. What do you call it? So I'm wondering if that also with the pores in there, and that's where the bacteria can colonize.
Yeah, I think that's quite possible. I think there have actually been studies that have looked at the colonization of these kinds of things, and they definitely have a regular pattern, and they correspond to the user's normal flora. The normal flora is like the stuff that hangs out on your body, on your skin.
Right, right.
And so it kind of mirrors whoever's using it. So.
Now, have you ever... Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
Have you ever heard of anybody... Okay, so here's the thing. You know, we work out at the gym. We touch our cell phones. We sit on a toilet seat. We don't get sick. We don't get sick by these 1.3 million colony-forming units on a treadmill that we go on. So who is getting sick, and what are they... So if there is somebody who's immunocompromised, what are they getting sick with? You know, I don't really hear of these cases.
Yeah, I think because they're really not that well studied at this point. We're the first generation is really spending a lot of time at the gym, right? Because
right.
we're eating too much and we're sitting at our desk too long. And
Netflixing.
So I think part of it is that there's just not a whole lot of data out there as to who's getting sick. But common sense would tell you that, again, washing your hands and not touching your mouth, your nose, or your eyes when you've just been working out before you wash your hands is the best way to go.
Right.
And I think the people that have issues, like if you're somebody who has a lot of cracks and breakages in your skin, like you have really dry hands, it's like in the wintertime or something, you know, that can be a way that bugs can get in. But I think it's mostly people just not thinking about it and, like, you know, rubbing their eyes, you know, rubbing their nose, you know, putting their finger in their mouth for whatever reason.
So the thing is,
I
they could
that's
be
the way you get things.
So maybe there are pink eyes or conjunctivitis, or maybe there's, or maybe what it is they are getting infected, but because they worked out, they have a higher immune system, such that
that is quite possible as well. Yeah, you know, the majority of microbial infections are subclinical, so your immune system is just there, like dealing with it, and you don't really ever know that you were exposed.
Right, exactly.
So
and that's
the only time you know is when you actually get sick, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, and then you're like, oh wow, then that's when something took over. Dr. Deuce, I know you're out of the office, but can you stay on for another segment? Because I'd love to talk to you about Ebola and Zika if you have a few more minutes.
Oh, sure.
Okay, stay on with us. All right, guys. Great. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Dr. Karen Deuce, Associate Professor of Microbiology and Immunology, and a hell of a lot smarter than your host, Dr. Dahlia. We'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Rebel up. We got a lot of work to do. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hope your seatbelts are on. We are being joined by Dr. Karin Deuce, Associate Professor of Microbiology and Immunology. Yeah, when we women talk, right, when we women are, you guys got to get your seatbelts on because we will say some things that will make you just swerve that car. But here's the thing. Let me read something from the Hindustan Times, okay? They say a virulent version of the Zika virus that has swept the globe has reached India, where an older, more benign strain is likely to be quietly residing within some Indians, possibly preparing genetic ground for a quick new second coming, according to experts. So we have Dr. Deuce from Troy University, Nevada, with us. Dr. Deuce, what do you think is going on here with Zika?
You know, it's really interesting. I'm not sure, because the classic idea is that Zika, well, you know, it's possible.
So yeah, it came from Southeast Asia initially, and I think it's probably been cooking in places because the mosquitoes are everywhere now, right? With they, all the transport, the mosquitoes hitch a ride. So the appropriate mosquito vector that passes the virus on to people is there, and so I would not be at all surprised if we start seeing Zika in some really interesting places over the next few years, just because, you know, the mosquitoes are everywhere, and once they get infected, then the human infections are not far behind.
Right. Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time. And, I mean, you know, the fact that it's reaching India, like you said, now they hitch a ride. But, you know, it's interesting how when they talk about that there's a benign strain that may be kind of getting ready for a new second coming. You know, one question that I've received on the show is, you know, if Zika's been around since the 40s and 50s and there's been little outbreaks smoldering here or there, why all of a sudden did it hit the proportions that it did? And then when would, let's say, a quiet, you know, virus just sitting there decide to just come out and wreak havoc on everything?
Yeah, well, I think part of the reason is we got a little lazy, and pardon if I'm offending anybody from Brazil or South America or the Caribbean, but, you know, there used to be a real effort made to control mosquitoes. But, you know, that means using insecticides, and people got a little upset with all the chemical insecticides, and maybe the mosquitoes got a little resistant, and so the mosquito control efforts haven't been as effective. And so where you have more mosquitoes, you're more likely to have an outbreak of a mosquito-borne virus. So I think that might be part of it. The other part of it is a little odd because normally viruses don't like killing off their human hosts or any animal host, right? Because if you kill your human host off too fast, then you die with it.
Right.
So viruses tend to become more benign the longer they hang out with us. So they may cause a lot of pain and angst and itching, you know, or something like that. Think about chicken pox, you know, and that kind of thing. But they don't normally kill you anymore. And so Zika tends to be fairly benign anyway. It's not benign to unborn children, but you know, a lot of the issue with Zika is that a lot of people can be infected and pass the virus on and not realize there even is a problem.
You guys,
so
it tends to be fairly
benign anyway.
No, for those who join us, we're talking to Dr. Karin Deuce, Associate Professor of Microbiology and Immunology at Touro University, Nevada. What she just said, I think, is fascinating. We look at these bugs, these bacteria, fungi, viruses, as they evolve, they get stronger and meaner. And one thing that was just fascinating that Dr. Deuce just said is sometimes it's more in their evolutionary advantage, you know, to become more benign so they can live longer, not kill off their host. That's fascinating. That's smart. That's some smart bugs right there.
Yeah. Think about all the things that live on us and in us, you know, all the bacteria in our guts and on our skin. Most of them don't cause disease at all. They always have the potential, especially if you become immune compromised, because our immune system kind of keeps them under control. Oh, no, you don't. You're not going in there. That
right.
kind of thing, you know. For the most part, they are benign and they can be even helpful. And so who knows how many, you know, over the millennia, different pathogens have become actually more of a normal flora kind of thing where they are hanging out with us just because they can and, you know, we're protecting them and they're not really bothering us and they're just, you know, we're providing a home for them. And so, you know, Zika may be something that's been more like that, and then maybe for whatever reason there was a mutation that got away and the mosquitoes are there, and who knows. But most viruses over time will become a little less disease-causing. Doesn't mean they aren't going to cause, you know, again, a lot of itching or fevers
right.
or something like that, but they
right.
tend not to kill you.
No, but that's
yeah.
brilliant. That's brilliant how they quiesce. I don't know much about the Aedes aegypti mosquito. It's very interesting. You say mosquito, I say mosquita. It's like tomato, tomato. Okay, well, with the
yeah.
female Aedes mosquita, sorry. I know I'm mispronouncing it, but that's okay. It's funny because they say only the female is the one that will,
yes.
I guess, infect.
Yes.
What is it about
the
female?
Meal.
Oh, is that
well,
a,
they're
what
the ones
the
that
do?
Have to lay the eggs. Yeah, so the females take a blood meal because that basically nourishes all their eggs and makes sure that when they mate with the male, then the eggs are fertile. And you know, make little mosquito embryos, right? So without the blood meal, the mosquito mom can't lay her eggs.
Well, what do the men eat? What do the male mosquitoes eat?
Nectar, actually.
Really? Okay. I was like, because what the hell are the guys doing? I mean,
actually, they don't live that long. They only live for maybe 48 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, once they reach adulthood, you know, they're not along for very long. So they've got a limited amount of time where they can eat their blood meal. And the thing about Aedes aegypti is that they're day biters. So, you know, when we think of mosquitoes, you think about dawn and dusk, right?
Yeah, where they're the most randy and stuff.
And you think about mostly outside, and they usually take one blood meal, and then they're done. Aedes aegypti is kind of promiscuous. It likes to take more than one. It samples. different blood
my kind of
gal.
I can hang with these ladies. Yeah.
Yeah, so they go around, and they also like being indoors. Most mosquitoes don't like being indoors. These guys like being indoors, and they don't need a whole lot of moisture to actually, the young don't need a whole lot of water. And that's another issue. So,
that's why they can live in drier climates.
Most of the mosquitoes we're familiar with need a lot of water. These guys don't. They're called forest mosquitoes for that reason. They bite during the day.
That's interesting.
They're always around. That's part of the issue.
Wow. While I still have you for the next couple minutes, Ebola. Looks like we're at 43 now cases in the Democratic Republic of Congo with 4 deaths.
Yeah.
Do they think this is the same Ebola strain? Do they think it's a different strain, or we just don't know yet?
I don't think we know yet. We're getting faster at the sequencing thing, but I don't think they've gotten enough samples to actually take a look at what the sequence is. I would guess it's probably related.
Yeah.
But not necessarily. I mean, Congo is one where the Republic of Congo is places where we've seen outbreaks before. So this could be an independent outbreak.
Right.
At this point, we just don't know. I don't think. Yeah, that's getting a little nerve wracking. The way it's popping up so often now.
I know. I mean, and you know, I know there were like little cases here of 23 and maybe 63, and throughout the years there's been little baby clusters.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, unfortunately, it's by the time they figure out, wait a second, we have a problem. We have so many people already affected, and then I don't know how epidemiologists stay on top of it. It's got to be nerve wracking.
I don't either, because it spreads so quickly, and that's one virus that hasn't learned yet. To be a little more benign.
Exactly.
It kills people off fairly quickly, and it spreads itself. That's the other thing. There's so much virus.
Oh,
and
man,
it doesn't appear to take much. Yeah.
Dr. Deuce, thank you again for coming back on. Can't wait to talk to you again.
You're so
we
welcome.
Learned so much. Thank you. You have a great rest of the day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right,
bye-bye. Guys. We'll be back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Eat Sage. Should you use them to lose weight? Hell no. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and don't forget to follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. But don't forget the fallen. I don't like Memorial Day is just one day. This week, I think we should be remembering those who have sacrificed for us and have given their lives. And there are many veterans out there that are mourning the loss of their colleagues. It's, you know, I'm, forever indebted to those of you who have allowed me to have the freedom that I'm able to enjoy today. And so thank you for all of you who have served, who are serving, the families who have sacrificed, those who have endured, mourning the loss of a loved one. We can't thank you enough. And Memorial Day is just one day. We should be thanking you year-round. And at least this week, please continue to, you know, give your veterans a hug. Memorial Day weekend, however, is usually notoriously the deadliest weekend of the year with car accidents. We don't have the data yet. I know I did see a lot of accidents throughout the weekend. A lot of issues also with grills. Remember back in 2012, a guy sprayed on some sunscreen, and then he unfortunately ignited when he went over to the grill, because sunscreen is flammable. So we kind of worry about grill injuries. We worry about sun safety, heat, dehydration, et cetera. And so, I hope, you know, people were careful over the last few days and continue to be careful as we're coming into summer season. Water safety. Remember not to drink when you're out there, okay? Don't be drinking while you're on a boat. Okay, never swim alone. You don't want to go and swim alone. You want to make sure you're with somebody. And it's just one of those crazy times, you know, it's the start of summer. And people get a little crazy out there. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've talked about this on my show for years now, how the reason why we have an obesity epidemic is because we have very successfully cut back on smoking. And what we have done by leaps and bounds, getting people off smoking, I think, where it used to be, 40-50% of people who smoked, I think we've gotten tobacco users down to 16.8%. Unfortunately, the CDC is reporting that obesity now is 36.5%. So more than a third of Americans are obese. And I know we're supposed to be blaming other things like junk food and high fructose corn syrup and soda pop for breakfast and these, you know, double sugar lattes that people drink in the morning. I get that. But, you know, if you really look at the numbers, okay, people who have quit smoking have gained weight. We've known that. You know, people have feared that. And so, you know, when my patient said, Dahlia, I don't need help quitting smoking. And I'm like, well, then why do you continue to smoke? And she goes, well, how do you think I keep my figure? The day I quit smoking, I'm going to lose my job. And so once I found out that many people smoke, not only because they're addicted to nicotine, but because they want to, you know, keep a level of a figure, you know, keep a body weight, you know, we're dealing with a bigger problem here. So obesity has gone up, but we've had people quit smoking. So we're winning, but then we're losing on one end. And so what some people have done is said, okay, you know what I'll do? It's the nicotine that's keeping my weight down. So why don't I e-cig? Why don't I vape? Now, we've discussed what's going on with vaping. Right? When you do vape, okay, you get a vapor within your electronic cigarette composed of nicotine and various degrees of nicotine, polypropylene glycol, glycerin, water, and then flavorings. Now, nicotine has been a very, very interesting chemical studied. We find that it is one of the most addictive chemicals out there, just as addictive as heroin, believe it or not. So nicotine is pretty addictive. And Yale researchers in 2011 wanted to study why it helped people lose weight. So they looked at the hypothalamus, and they looked at the arcuate nucleus region within the hypothalamus, and they found that nicotine would activate the pro-opiomelanocortin cells. These decreased appetite and food intake, but get this, they also increased energy expenditure. So not only did appetite go down, but they found that nicotine made you burn off more weight, broke up stored fat. Further research, I think in 2014, found it also helped with insulin resistance, blood glucose levels. And so when somebody who quit smoking said, look, I know my calories intake, I'm just going to keep the same calorie intake, they still gained weight. And it's because the nicotine possibly increases their energy expenditure, allowing them to lose more weight. So how do you combat this? So some people are saying, well, let's just go to the nicotine. The problem is nicotine in and of itself has been linked to cancer. It's been linked to cancer in the lungs, the gastrointestinal system, the breast, the pancreas. We've also seen nicotine affect the heart, raising heart rate, causing arrhythmias, abnormal heart rhythms. We've even seen nicotine to affect the kidneys. So it's got to be very frustrating for any of you who have been doing what your doctor told you to get off smoking to protect yourself and your loved ones from cancer, and I commend you for doing it, but now you're dealing with a major obesity problem. And the ones who smoked when they were younger and had excellent metabolisms are the one that I think are the people that I think are getting hit the most. So, you know, how bad is vaping? Okay, well, with the exception of the nicotine, or besides the nicotine, we still don't know what the hell you're getting with the chemicals. We've heard about formaldehyde being given off, and that coil that helps turn the liquid into vapor by heating it up could be changing some of the chemicals, like the polypropylene glycol, into chemicals that aren't very healthy for you. Plus food flavorings. Okay, yeah, food flavorings may be great for the mouth and for the GI system, but that doesn't mean it's okay for the lungs. So we have an issue. Now, if we will go back to that 2011 study with the Yale researchers, okay, they did come up with something that's very interesting. What they did is they studied a chemical called cytosine. Now, cytosine is a plant compound very similar to nicotine. And it also works on those POMC cells within the hypothalamus. And according to WebMD, cytosine is found in the seeds of the golden rain tree. It's been used in Eastern Europe for decades to help smokers quit. And in 2014, there was a study in the New England Journal of Medicine finding cytosine to trick the brain into thinking the brain was getting nicotine, and it turned out to be even more effective than nicotine replacement therapy. And they found this cytosine helped smokers stay off cigarettes in the first week and after 2 and 6 months. So I guess cytosine is a partial agonist of the nicotine acetylcholine receptors. And so that's how it could compete and let the brain think it's getting nicotine. Now, were there side effects? Absolutely. There were side effects of nausea, vomiting, fast heart rate. In one site they were talking about convulsions, but they said that cytosine is still safer than nicotine. So if they could find a minute amount, you know, without the toxicity that could cause convulsions or some of the nasty issues that any of these acetylcholine receptor medications could do, we possibly have not only a medicine that can help you quit smoking, but could also, whether you smoke or not, stave off obesity. This could be pretty, pretty cool. So I wrote an article on this on my website at drdahlia.com. I would hold off going to nicotine and going to nicotine gum, nicotine patches, and e-cigs to help you lose weight. But I would keep my eyes and ears open. Now, mind you, 2011 was 6 years ago. All right? Has anything come around the bend with this cytosine? Well, I'm going to look into it. And we have a Dr. Dahlia research team. Yeah, we do. Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. I think they're, you know, asleep or drinking beer in the back. But I'm going to have them research this and find out what could we be, you know, what could be going on with the cytosine. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.